to be here. If you have a Bible tonight and want to read with us, I'm going to read from Psalms 143. Psalms 143, I'm interested in verse number 9 of that text.
Yep.
Psalms 143, and I'm interested in verse number 9. Psalms 143 and verse number 9. Well, the Bible reads like this. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I thank you tonight for the privilege to pray. I thank you for the day that you've given us, Lord, and for the night. I appreciate, Lord, the blessings of life that you've bestowed upon us. I thank you, dear Lord, for traveling mercy and grace that, Lord, you have blessed us with to allow us to come to this place tonight. I thank you, Lord, that we live in a nation that we enjoy this freedom tonight. I thank you, Lord, that your hand has been upon this nation since its very beginning, Lord, until now. And I thank you, dear Lord, for the privilege, Lord, to bow in your presence. Call on your name. Oh, Lord, bring our petition before you tonight. I thank you, Lord, for loving me and saving me and putting me in this good way. I thank you for calling me to preach. I thank you for the open door that we have, Lord, to stand in this place. And I thank you for the word of God that you preserved to this generation. And the portion you've directed my heart to tonight. And I pray now for just a few moments that I could lose sight of myself and where I'm at. That my heart and mind could be immersed, dear Lord, in the Word of God and in the will of God and in the ways of God. And I pray for just a few moments you'd illuminate my mind, loose my tongue.
Yes.
That you'd give me, Lord, clarity of thought and clearness of speech. That you'd, hide me in the cross that I might proclaim the truths that are in this precious book tonight. Give us that divine unction and utterance that no man's able to preach without. Oh, Lord, take us tonight and use us for your honor and your glory. Say through us what you want said. May the word of God go forth in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Lord, as it goes forth in that manner, would you prepare our hearts to receive it? Would you give us hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits? Would you awaken sinners to their need of you? Oh, God, tonight. Would you, Lord, draw them to you? And, Lord, convict them and bring them to that place that, Lord, they in repentance and faith, I can trust you tonight and be born again. Speak to that one that's grown cold and indifferent and is walking, Lord, afar off tonight. Help them to get right. Encourage the heart of this courage. Strengthen the weak. May we all leave here better than what we've come. May we leave here with a greater desire to live for you. Oh, God, help us. Do that work among us tonight only you can do. Help us now for Jesus' sake. Oh, God, help us, Lord. I pray to be at our best for you.
Yes.
Lord, above everything, God, tonight, I pray you'd get glory and honor to your worthy name.
Yes,
what we ask it in Jesus' name. And for our sake we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I appreciate your standing tonight as we read the Word of God and prayed together. I want to preach from this text tonight where David said, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. The pastor mentioned that on last night. I tried to preach on the subject of hide and seek. I'd like to preach on that again tonight, but from a different point tonight. If I can. Last night we found out that when we try to hide ourselves, that we will be sought out.
Amen.
You cannot hide from the sovereign.
Right.
You cannot hide from your sin.
Amen.
You cannot hide from service.
Yep.
And if you try to hide from society, there's a Savior that'll seek you out.
Amen.
Jeremiah 23 and verse 24. The Lord asked the question, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him?
Amen.
Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord. The psalmist declared in Psalm 65 And verse 9, my sin is not hid from thee.
Right.
So tonight, if we try to hide ourselves, or we try to hide our sin, or we try to deny God's service in our life, and remember, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. You cannot hide from service. And if we try to hide from society, I'm glad there's a Savior that will seek us out tonight.
Amen.
That's who He come to save, was sinners. The lowly, the downtrodden. Amen. Oh, thank God. He said, tell John again, when the disciples of John the Baptist came to Jesus and said, are you the one that should come? Or do we look for another? He said, just go show John again the things that you both see and hear. Amen. He said, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, and the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. I'm grateful for that. The Bible said, we know our calling, brother. Not many mighty, not many noble, after the flesh are called. God's chosen the foolish things. God's chosen the base things. God's chosen things that are not to bring to naught the things that are. Why does God do it that way? That no flesh should glory in His presence.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that tonight, aren't you? And so you can't hide tonight. No, you can't hide, my friend, tonight without God seeking you out. But tonight, may I say that there is times that we need to be hid from individuals or from things tonight.
Amen.
That's what David said. Lord, he said, deliver me from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me.
Amen.
And all of us have enemies tonight. There are the enemies of our soul tonight that we need to thank God for God to hide us so that when the enemy seeks us tonight, he cannot find us. Amen. Oh, hear me, friend. Thank God the enemy is great tonight. There are many enemies of our soul, and they will seek us out and search us out tonight unless we are hid tonight. And the Lord has to do that hiding. Amen?
Right, right.
Can't hide ourselves. Let me say tonight, first of all, thank God we need to be hid, my friend, from the discouragement that would destroy our soul. Amen? One enemy tonight is discouragement. And brother and sister, if you don't think discouragement will get at your soul and is an enemy of your soul, thank God, just wait till you get discouraged. It'll steal upon you, my friend, and will take your joy, and will take your song, and will take your confidence and your faith, and eat at you until there's nothing left. Thank God, inside of you tonight, discouragement. But I'm glad the Lord can hide us tonight. There was a man, according to the Bible, in Exodus 32 and also in chapter 33, by the name of Moses. And of course, Moses has reached a time that he has become discouraged. Think about this man, Moses, that God chooses, God to send into Egypt and to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. I talked about him Monday night just a little bit. At age 40, he thought he could bring them out. At age 80, he said, God, I'm not qualified. I don't know how to do it. I can't talk well enough. But God sent Moses down into Egypt, and by the mighty hand of God and the mighty power of God, God brought the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage through this man named Moses. Now Moses gets them across the Red Sea. They're journeying through the wilderness. They're headed toward the land of promise. They're headed towards Canaan's fair land. Amen. That God said could be theirs. But as God, my friend, directs Moses, he leads them by Mount Sinai. Amen. the mountain of God, Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb, they're all the same tonight. And this Moses has done as God said. God said, if you'll go, when he saw the Lord in the burning bush, he said, you'll bring them by this same mountain and I'll cause you to worship. Amen. And so Moses has brought that children of Israel out of Egypt's bondage by the mighty hand of God, and he's brought them now to Mount Sinai. And the Lord comes down on Sinai. He comes down in thick darkness. He comes down in a heavy cloud or fog. He comes with thundering and lightnings. And they set bounds around Sinai, lest any man, God, or any person would break through and come near Sinai, or even an animal would get close to the presence of God and thus be destroyed. Amen. But he calls Moses up into that mountain. And for 40 days and 40 nights, Moses is in the mountain getting the commandments from the Lord. While he's there, God speaks to him and says, get down quickly. Get down off of this mountain, for the people have turned out of the way. And Moses starts off the mountain. He got in between the top of the mountain and the camp. He picks up his minister, Joshua, amen. And they head on down to the camp. And when they get near to the camp, Joshua hears the noise that's going on in the camp. And Joshua said unto Moses, there's a noise of war in the camp. And Moses said, Joshua, you've not experienced enough to know what different sounds mean. Amen. That is true. Amen. God help us. Oh yeah, it's blessed to keep your young folks around what is good and what is right. Ain't God blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. There are uncertain sounds in the world. Amen. That's exactly right. Hallelujah. Somebody said it's an occult not to let your people hear somebody else. But you better warn them about those that have an uncertain sound. Amen. Because they've not yet learned to discern who is and who ain't. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hey, that's exactly right tonight. I'm going to get in trouble before I ever get started tonight. God help us. I keep your crowd from the TVN crowd. Thank God. They've got an uncertain sound tonight. Is anybody listening to me? God help them. I keep your individuals. Tell them to run from that one that won't preach out of the King James Bible. There's an uncertain sound tonight. Are y'all listening to me? God help. Many a young Christian has become discouraged and led in the wrong way because they listened to those that had an uncertain sound.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, thank God. Joshua didn't know. And Moses said, it's not the noise of war. He said, it's not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing. Do I hear? Amen. There's another group to keep your crowd away from. Hey, that's right. Don't let nobody sing. No. Just don't follow a singing crowd around. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. That's exactly right. Yes. Hey, thank God. There's more to Christianity than following, thank God, my friend, a bus down the road. Amen. Hey, friend, thank God, and eating hot dogs and hamburgers everywhere you go. Amen. Hey, God, you ought to sit down under the man of God and let him preach to your heart. Amen. Hey, God, hallelujah, and cut your teeth on the preaching of God's inerrant, infallible, inspired word. Ain't God cut your teeth on Holy Ghost field preaching? Are you listening to me tonight? I'm telling you, ain't God, that's right. It'll make you grow up. It'll found you spiritually. Amen. Ain't God, it'll make maturity, spiritual maturity, ain't God, in your life. Amen. It'll enable you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, God. And so here is Moses. And he said, I hear them singing in the camp. When he walked in, here they are dancing naked around a golden calf. Amen. Are you listening to me? And I want to tell you, wasn't it Walmart? Hey, are y'all hearing me tonight? God help us. And he wasn't down at Six Flags, my friend. And he wasn't over to Water Park. And he wasn't at the baseball or the softball field. He is over yonder in the camp of Israel. Hallelujah. Where the tabernacle was pitched in the midst of the camp where God's glory had been. And now here's a group of people that were dancing naked around the golden calf. God help us. What a day we live in. God help us. Hey, friend, it's bad enough to see the lewdness and the nakedness that we see in the world. But if there ought to be one sanctuary and one haven that persons can come in, hey, God, and not have to guard their eyes. Hallelujah. Hey, friend, it ought to be where we come out of worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If a woman of ill repute come in tonight and was not dressed like some of your ladies are tonight, I'd not say a word. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. If some young teenager come in tonight off of the streets, thank God, and dressed immodestly tonight, I probably wouldn't say a word. I'd preach the gospel to her. But that's not the problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. It's those that know better and won't do it. Amen. Thank God. Are y'all hearing me tonight? God help us. Oh my. Here they were dancing naked around the golden calf. And Moses threw the commandments down. Oh yeah. Thank God. Ground up that golden calf in the powder. Sprinkle it on the water. And then made them drink of it. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say something to you tonight. You'll have to swallow your sin. Sooner or later, you'll have to swallow your sin. And it's a whole lot worse to swallow sin tonight than it is to indulge in it. Amen. Oh, that's exactly right. And here they are. Oh my. And of course, my friend, the Levites stand with Moses and they kill about 3,000. Amen. And the Bible said in verse 35, God plagued the people.
Yep. Right. That's right.
Amen. That's right. Moses interceded for them and said, God, don't. Lord said, if you'll just stand aside, Moses, I'll just clean them off of the face of the map and I'll start over with you. Amen. That's what he said.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Wouldn't that have been any trouble for God? Not God. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God, he started out with Abraham when he was 75 and he was alone and called him out of Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. I blessed him and Sarah when they was 100 and she was 90 and her womb was already dried up and gave them a son. Hallelujah. And that's where all of these folk come from. What about that? Hallelujah. And so he said, I'll just take care of that, Moses. Moses said, Lord, if you're going to blot them out of your book, go ahead and blot me out of your book.
Amen. Amen.
God said, that blot business is up to me. Thank God. Amen. I'll blot out who I get ready to blot out. But I've heard you, Moses. Thank God. And in the next chapter, he said, I'm going to move out of the camp. Moses pitched the tabernacle on the outside of the camp. Amen. This is the tabernacle now. Amen. Of the congregation. This is not, my friend, that held the commandments and all of that. Oh no, am I? And God said, you're a stiff-necked people, and I'll not go up among you anymore. That's what he said.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. And so on the outside of the camp, Moses pitched the tabernacle congregation and went out there to talk to God. And if anybody had a question, they went out there. Amen. Right. God said, y'all are too wicked. You're too stiff-necked. You're too sinful. I can't abide with you. I'm going to have to dwell on the outside. And I'm not going to Canaan with you either, he said. I'll just send my angel before you.
Yeah.
Hey. Right. Thank God. But Moses kept going out to that tabernacle. Hey, friend. And making trips out to that tabernacle.
Amen.
Amen. And he made so many trips out to the tabernacle that Joshua said, one day I think I'll go with him. Hallelujah. And he went with him. And when Joshua got out there, he said, I believe I'll just hang around here a while.
Yep.
Hey, hallelujah. I'm telling you, friend, God help us. In a day of apostasy, in a day when folks have turned away from what's right, whoa, God still needs a man that'll meet with him. Hallelujah. Thank God that'll demonstrate to the people that there's still something about meeting with God and getting where God is. Hallelujah. Hey, I realize tonight that we're much like the Israelites, that God doesn't dwell among us. Ain't God in the fashion or the form that he has in days gone by. I don't know if it's what you come to hear tonight, but it's what I got to preach. Amen. I want to tell you, because of our stiff-neckedness and sinfulness tonight, God has moved for the most part out of the midst of the church, and most of our services are a form and a fashion. God, help us tonight. Oh, Lord, I'm glad he hadn't totally forsaken us, that he's still for us, and sent angels before us. But we're missing that divine manifestation of his power in our midst. We're missing the Shekinah glory and the divine power of God for the most part. But I am still glad there's a place where we can meet with him tonight.
Yeah.
In the midst of a lukewarm church age. In the midst of a time when many have apostatized. That God's still available. If we'll get out of our tent door and walk outside the camp and come in with him. Thank God he still will answer and touch us. And maybe if we'll be faithful to meet God, somebody will take note and go with us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God said, I want you to take him on to Canaan. Moses said, how in the world can I take him to Canaan?
Amen.
If you won't go with me, he said, don't send me.
That's right.
I don't want to go up either. God said, all right, Moses, I've heard you.
Yep.
I will go with you. Amen.
That's right.
But take him on to Canaan. Take him on to the promised land. After 3,000 are dead, after there's a plague among them that never leaves, by the way.
That's right.
Amen. And he says, go on, take him on to Canaan. Moses said, oh Lord. Oh Lord. I'm so discouraged.
Hey.
And he was. Yes. And he said, I can't go unless you show me your glory.
Amen. Right.
I'll never be able to take this crowd on to Canaan if you don't show me your glory.
Yes, sir.
You see, here's Moses' predicament. Amen. He's discouraged because the people have turned out of the way. The people have worshipped a golden calf and said, these be the gods that brought us out of
That's
Egypt.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
The people literally took
what God blessed them with in Egypt and brought it out and used it in idolatry.
That's right. Amen.
Are y'all listening to me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. I want to tell you, friend, be careful with what you bring out of Egypt. Now what God blessed them, see this, Daniel, under slaves, servants, thank God, and didn't have nothing, wasn't getting paid anything, my friend, barely existing. God said, you're not going to keep my people like this all these years in bondage and not give them something. So he, thank God, caused them to spoil those Egyptians. And when they went to borrow from their neighbor not only gave them what they asked, they said, here's some more to go with it. Amen. And they got all kinds of things, treasures out of Egypt. Thank God, and brought it to the wilderness. The purpose was to glorify God, to build that tabernacle in the wilderness. But they turned it around and made a golden calf out of it. You better be careful about the blessings of God on your life and the benefits that He gives you. If you're not careful tonight, you'll use them. Oh God, help us in the wrong manner tonight. In idolatry instead of for the glory of Almighty God tonight.
Amen.
Well, it's a good thing. Good thing we got to shouting a while ago. It's a little rough now. Thank God, we'll get there after a while. Stay with me. Hallelujah. Amen. He's discouraged with the people. How can he lead a people that's got this mindset? How can he lead a people that just in a matter of 40 short days, my friend, turned completely away from the God that brought them out of Egypt, that they witnessed firsthand his power, hey friend, and worshiped the golden calf? He's discouraged. And how can he take this people on?
Amen.
To Canaan.
Amen.
Not only discouraged of the people, he's disappointed in Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Aaron's his spokesman.
Right.
Aaron had talked to Pharaoh down in Egypt. He'd been his mouthpiece.
Amen.
He'd been his voice.
Yeah.
Aaron had even held Moses' rod. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank God, down in Egypt. Oh, yes. Hey, God had made Moses a god to Pharaoh and Aaron his prophet. Amen. But here's Aaron, my friend, that fashioned that golden calf and caused the people to worship him. And God said, I want you to take that group on to Canaan. And Moses said, Lord, how can I, when the people's heart is like it is, and when my own brother has turned against you like
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
He is discouraged because of the people. He's disappointed in Aaron. Amen. That's right. He's disturbed, and I done preached on this. He's disturbed about Joshua. Joshua, maybe he knows in his mind that he'll be the next one in charge. Joshua's been his minister. Amen. But he's disturbed about Joshua, that he doesn't know anymore and has no more spiritual discernment than what he has.
Amen. Yeah.
Hey, he's disturbed that Joshua ought to know the difference in folks going to war and folks reveling. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, isn't it so?
Yeah, yeah.
God help us. But he doesn't know. Amen. And so God said, take that group on to Canaan. And Moses said, God, how can I? Amen. May I say to you tonight, these aren't dark, discouraging, disappointing, disturbing days that you and I live in.
You're right. Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us tonight. And it seems like almost every day, and maybe not every day, but almost every week, almost every month, it's another failure out of a preacher. It's another church problem. Hey, God, it's another something that's come up. Hey, God, help. And you look around you. And when Moses looked around, hey, he is the leader. He is God's one to lead him to Canaan. But there was nobody to help him. Nobody that understood the things that he understood. How could he get them on to
to Canaan, his heart was discouraged. He had got them this far. And how had he got them this far? He had got them this far because of what he seen in the burning bush. Amen. He got them this far. And when he got to Egypt and they took up stones to stone him and Aaron because it got worse instead of getting better. When he said, God sent me to deliver them. Hallelujah. Thank God, what kept him going is the glory he saw in the burning bush. And he said, God, I'm to the point now that if I'm to take him on to Canaan, I've got to see your glory again. You're going to have to hide me from this discouragement. Amen. Hallelujah. God said, there's a place by me. Amen. And you can't see me face to face. But he said, when you get up here, hey God, I'll hide you, or I'll put you in the cleft of the rock. Amen. And since you can't see my face and live, I'll let you see my hinder parts. Amen. Back on the mountain Moses goes. Hallelujah. And needing to see the glory of God, needing to be hid from the enemy of his soul, which is this time is discouragement.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes. How can he go on? And the people acting like they are and doing what they've done. My friend, I'll tell you how he can, is if God will hide him so the enemy of discouragement can't find him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord does put him in that cleft of the rock and covers him by with his hand. Amen. And then he takes his hand away and Moses sees his hinder parts. Amen.
Right.
And he's hid from discouragement in his soul.
That's right. Amen.
I wonder, is there anybody tonight that you need to ask God to hide you from your enemy of discouragement tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let you see His glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Now the Bible said God put him in the cleft of the rock or hit him there, put his hand there, and then passed by.
That's right.
And after he passed by, he then took his hand off and Moses seen him walking away. Moses seen him going in the other direction. Hallelujah. Hey, he couldn't meet him face to face. Thank God. He couldn't meet him and even pass by him. He had to wait till he passed by and then get a glimpse of him.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what we do tonight.
Amen.
Not any of us can meet him face to face and live tonight. Hallelujah. But we all have to experience his glory as he passes by, or actually after he passes by.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
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 As a matter of fact, every one of us that are here tonight, thank God, that have seen the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, we've seen it after the fact.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm saved tonight, thank God, because of what I've seen of where God's been.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm saved because there's an empty cross.
Yes.
I'm saved because there's an empty tomb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank God. It's where he passed by that he left his glory. I'm thankful tonight. There's a place to hide from discouragement tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. God help. Amen. These are days of discouragement. These are days of disappointment. And these are days of disturbing things. Oh, they are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God help us. Amen. I wish sometimes things were like they were when I first started preaching. But I come to realize, Brother C.L. tonight, they're not like that no more. And in the 70s when I started preaching, even over in Alabama on Sand Mountain, there were still grandpa men that wore their overalls. There were still granny women, thank God, that wore bonnets, thank God, long dresses and laced up shoes. Hey, that didn't make them no more godly than anybody else. But I'm just telling you their manner of dress, and that crowd come to the meeting house and they come to worship. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't have to pump them and prime them and beg them how to sing and to testify and to pray and to shout. A brother had knocked you down and run over you when they got in the Spirit, and it didn't take them long to get there because they come in that manner. Hallelujah. And they'd preach and thank God and sing and shout and testify and pray and worship God for about an hour and a half, and then turn it over to you to preach and beg you to preach and pray for you to preach. Hallelujah, thank God. And stay with you if you preach till midnight. Thank God and shout with you and cry with you. And get right if you rebuke them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we live in a day when folks have went the other way and apostatized. It's discouraging. It's disturbing. It's disappointing tonight. But there's a place to hide in the Rock of Ages tonight. There's a place to hide from the discouragement that's in our world tonight. Hallelujah, thank God. Quit looking down. Quit looking around. Find that place where the Lord is at. Hallelujah. And let Him hide you in the cleft of the rock and show you His glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Preach on.
Hallelujah. And God hides you in the cleft of the rock and you see His glory. Discouragement can seek you, but it can't find you. That's right.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You see, when you see the glory of God, you operate on His glory and not on what folks do or do not do, or what folks say or do not say. Amen. Are there knowledge or lack of knowledge? You don't operate on any of that.
That's right.
But you're operating on what God has shown you.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Bless His name. Thank God. And when you see His glory and He hides you, you can go on to Canaan. Hallelujah. You can lead a grumbling, bumbling, hallelujah. Oh, yes, sir. A complaining, griping crowd out of Canaan's fair land. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless His name. And if God has to bury all the old folks and you have to raise up another generation and take them, God will do it. If you just, hallelujah, look to Him.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, talking about hiding tonight. The Lord, He said, I want you to hide me from my enemies. Deliver me from my enemies, and therefore I flee unto thee to hide me. That's what Moses is saying, hide me. And he hid him from discouragement. Quicker than I wanted to belabor the point. I done preached on it Monday night, but some of y'all weren't here Monday night, so let me bump it just a little bit. And for you that were here Monday night, this will be warmed over and left over. But gather up the leftovers. I found out there's some things that warmed up is better the second go around. Amen. Pinto beans are pretty good warmed over. There you they are. Yes, sir. Hey, some things that somehow it looks like the taste gets a little richer. Thank God when you let it set a day or two and then heat her back up. Well, bless His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was one that looked after that tried to destroy the prophets. Amen. The king in Elijah's day named Ahab sought to destroy him.
Right. Amen.
Amen. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us there's no kingdom for 3.5 years that he didn't search, send men out to look for Elijah. But God had hid him down by the brook Cherith, in that ravine, in that cut place, in that place of separation. Hey, God, in open view, hallelujah.
Right.
Not by a river, but by a brook, amen. Yeah. And he didn't send angels to give him food, he sent ravens, hallelujah. Yeah. Wow, bless His name. God can use unusual things, can't He?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God. And God sometimes uses the unclean to feed the clean. Hey? And to take care of the clean. That's right. Hey, thank God. He used Pharaoh's daughter to get Moses out of the water. Hey. And he used the ravens to feed Elijah. And he hid him from Ahab. And Ahab couldn't find him. Ahab would have loved to kill him. He thought he was troubling Israel. Hallelujah. But God hit him. Hit him by the brook Cherith. Hit him at the widow's house at Zarephath. Hallelujah, thank God. And Jezebel forgot to look in her own hometown for the man of God. Hallelujah. Ahab searched up and down and took an oath of every kingdom that he went into if Elijah was there or not. And they said, we swear he's not, but God had hit him. Amen. Hallelujah. Well. Somebody said, the devil gonna kill me. He don't have that power unless God lets him. The power of death, thank God, in life is not in the hand, thank God, of the devil.
Amen.
Amen. If it was, you wouldn't none of us get back home tonight. We wouldn't get this meeting over with.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, are y'all listening
to
me? Thank God. Hey, Job, my friend found out that there's a God that hedged him in, hedged his family in, hedged his possessions in. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. And God never did break the hedge.
Amen.
Hey, no, sir. I tell you, all God did, I was make it smaller. He moved it first from, thank God, his possessions and his family. But he left it around his body and his soul. Then he pulled it off of his body. But he left it on Job. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I'm talking about that tonight. Are y'all listening to me?
Yeah.
Hey, thank God. I'm glad it's not in his power tonight. But here, King Ahab would have loved, I'd have got Elijah. But the Lord hid him, amen. He's not the only prophet that he hid tonight. Thank God. But in Jeremiah, thank God. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 26, when the king, my friend, the king that cut what Jeremiah had written with a penknife and throwed it in the fire and said, go get Jeremiah. Hallelujah. The Bible said, verse 26 of Jeremiah 36, but the Lord hid him. I don't know where he hid him, but he hid him.
Amen.
Amen. That's enough. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, God knows how to hide you from them that would destroy you tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Amen. Yeah. Is there anybody out to destroy? You better believe we've got enemies tonight. Amen. Paul said there's enemies of the cross of Christ. He said all men have not faith. I want you to pray that I can be delivered from those unjust men, from those unfaithful men. Hey, they're out there tonight. Amen. Some of them's out yonder. Some of them sitting on a pew. Amen. Thank God. That would destroy the work, the man, the child of God tonight. But I'm glad the Lord knows how to hide you from the enemy tonight, and he can't find you. Ahab couldn't find Elijah, and the king couldn't find Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. When God gets ready to hide you, the destroyer can't do nothing with you.
That's right. That's right.
Have any of y'all ever read any from the diary or journals of George Washington? Or have you ever read from some of those that were contemporaries of him, and how God protected that fella? Hallelujah. Before America became an independent sovereign country, when George Washington was helping the British fight against the Indians, there was a particular time where when he was leading those British into the Indian territory, unexplored, undeveloped territory, and of course he told those Brits that they better hide
that they'd better sneak in. But oh, you know, they didn't fight like that in Europe, and so they banged on their drums and whistled on their flutes, and thank God marched, you know, right out with, thank God, red coats where everybody could see them. And they had old George Washington leading them. And when they got close to the Indians that was hiding from them, the chief at that time said to them, hey, God, don't just aim at anybody. Said, y'all, them especially in the front, he said, I want y'all to shoot the commander, the leader. Hey, and it was George Washington. Yes, sir. Yes. And he said, volley after volley. was shot at George Washington, and his clothes and his coat was tore, but we could never kill him. I want to tell you why God hit him from them bullets. That's why he did. Hey, later on when a peace treaty was signed after America became a sovereign nation and George Washington, of course, was our first president, that Indian sat down with him at the peace table and talked with him and reminded him, thank God, of how God had protected him in that battle. Amen. Over and again when he was the leader of the Continental Army, thank God, that was outnumbered by the British. Thank God. Oh, yes, outsupplied every way. Or to have been defeated. And they'd try to bottle up old George Washington. And God had just hired him. Amen. I tell you what he did one night. He brought such a thick fog like a pea soup over the Delaware River that George Washington, the whole entire Continental Army, and God slipped out of the hand of the British and got safely to the other side. And when the last one got across, the fog lifted. The British realized that they had escaped from them. Why, God had hit him. I believe it with all of my heart tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about the Lord can hide you tonight from me. Amen. Oh, Lord. But I want to say tonight, the greatest enemy of our soul is Satan tonight. I'm glad we can flee unto him to hide us. And according to Colossians in the New Testament, and I'm through tonight, I'm trying to preach on hide and seek. You can't hide, God will seek you out. But if God hides you, your enemy can't find you.
Amen. Amen.
And that song that they used to sing some years ago, and the enemy may look for me, but what he can't see is I'm under my Lord's wings. Yes. He can't find you if the Lord hides you tonight.
Yes.
And in Colossians chapter 3, the Bible said, if you be then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. I like that business tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. Can I say I'm hid tonight from the enemy of my soul, Satan, tonight? Because my life is hid with Christ in God.
That's right. Amen.
That's what Paul said to the church at Colossae. You're dead.
Right.
And your life, when you died, God took your life and hid your life with Christ who is in God.
Amen.
And we have been made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody said that's a good meeting where everybody shouts. No, that's our position in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been seated at the right hand of God in Christ Jesus tonight. When we came to the cross by faith and in repentance we died out to the old man, the old life, the old way. Hey, God, my friend ruled us. My friend dead. And then he took our life and hid it in Christ, which is in God. And we were made accepted in the Beloved. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Right. Now set your affections on things above. That's where you are anyhow. Amen. That's where your life is. Well, let me ask you, preacher, if I am dead and my life is hid with Christ in God, how can I live? Because you ain't living. Hallelujah. But the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
If I understand what happens when we get saved. Hallelujah. Thank God. God justifies us. That is, God declares us righteous. That is, God imputes the righteousness of Jesus Christ to our account. God hides our life in Christ, who's in God tonight. Hey, thank Him tonight for that. Hey, I'm birthed into Christ. That is right. And then Christ is birthed into me. My life's in Him up there. His life is in me down here. Hey, that's right. Hallelujah. And Paul said, it don't really matter, thank God, whether I'm absent from the body, amen, or present in the body. That's right. If I'm absent with the body, I'm with the Lord. If I'm present in the body, the Lord's with me. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? Oh, bless His name. I'm dead. My life is hid in Satan. I can't find me tonight. What a glorious thought. What a blessed, a wondrous thought tonight. Hallelujah. And He said, then Christ, who is your life, when He shall appear, you shall appear also with Him in the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to bring my life with Him when He comes.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen. And if my body has done been put in the cemetery, hallelujah, thank God, in the morning, the resurrection, the trumpet will sound, and the body will be raised incorruptible, and He'll bring my life with Him. Hallelujah. And they'll come together. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And there'll be a glorious and great resurrection. And this a body will put on a glorified body if I'm alive and remain. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'll be changed in the moment in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. And this corruption will put on incorruption. This mortal will put on immortality. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, bless His name tonight. I've got a good hiding place tonight.
Amen.
Until that day. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, well.
Yeah.
No wonder Jesus said, I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
Satan is not going to be able to stop us. The gates of hell, the gates of death, are not going to be able to stop the church when the Lord comes. We're going to get out of here.
That's right. Amen.
I believe that is right, don't y'all think?
Amen.
I think it's what He's talking about. Hallelujah. Not be able to stop us. Hallelujah. The devil, and I didn't preach it here, but let me say it again. The devil never has stopped what God did anyhow.
Right, right.
He didn't stop it in heaven. God defeated him and put him out.
Amen.
Amen. Cast him down to earth.
Yes, right.
And He defeated him on earth. Hey, when He bruised His head at Calvary, He defeated him under the earth. Thank God when He went down yonder. Hallelujah. And He didn't wrestle for the keys, and He didn't fight Him for the keys. He just said, hand me over the keys. Thank God. And He got the keys of hell and death and stepped out on resurrection ground and said, I'm He that was dead. Behold, I'm alive evermore. And I got the keys of hell and of death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Devil hadn't even got the keys to his own business tonight. Or his own home. Or his own place. Isn't that right tonight?
Yep.
Hallelujah. But there's one place that He does remain tonight. He's the prince and the power of the air. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's coming a day, thank God, when those that are dead will be raised. That's what your life remains to be changed. A moment, twinkle of an eye. Hallelujah. Thank God. And we're going to meet the Lord in the air. And right there in the devil's domain, hallelujah, we're going to rejoice and say, oh death, where is thy sting? And oh grave, where is thy victory? Hallelujah. I believe that, don't you? Well, bless His name tonight. Thank God for that. Are you hid tonight in Christ? Hallelujah. If you're not hid in Christ tonight, in God, the Satan will destroy you tonight.
Amen. Amen.
You're headed for destruction. Only place you can hide tonight from the storm clouds of judgment, from the coming wrath of God, and from the destruction of this world is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hid in Him tonight?
Amen.
You're not sure to come if you're a sinner tonight. And the Lord spoke to you and dealt with you tonight. You're to come. Bow in repentance and trust Him. Maybe you're here tonight as a child of God. And the enemy of discouragement is against you tonight. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? And say, Lord, would you hide me in the cleft of the rock? Would you let me see your glory and hide me from discouragement tonight? Maybe you're here tonight and someone or somebody has it out for you. At work, in the family, at the church, in the community. Oh, but the Lord knows how to hide you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Isn't it amazing that when wicked Haman wanted to destroy the Jews, that God had Miss Esther hid in the palace. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. My, my. Hell yeah. And when Haman wanted to destroy the Jews, isn't it amazing when he wanted to do away with Mordecai? When it was said and done, Haman's hanging from the gallows and Mordecai's wearing his ring.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. God knows how to do it. Yeah, he knows how to do it. Hallelujah. Oh, tonight he can hide you from that one that would destroy you tonight. Destroy you at work. Destroy you in the family. Destroy you in the ministry. He knows how to hide you. Everybody stand, please. If you need to come tonight to an altar, we're going to sing tonight. The altar's open to you. David simply said, Lord, hide me from mine enemies. Deliver me from my enemies, and I flee to thee to hide me. Do you need him to hide you tonight? Oh, when he does, when the enemy seeks for you, the enemy of discouragement, the enemy that would destroy you, the enemy who is the devil tonight, he can't find you if the Lord's hid you tonight. Sing whenever you get ready, sister. The altar's open to you if you need to pray.
Rock of ages, cleft for me,
deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies.
Let me hide,
I flee unto thee,
myself in thee.
Do you need to be hid tonight? Would you let him hide your life? Or will he hide your life as you give him your life?
Discouraged, which flows.
But you can't do it. But would you let him show you his glory? Would you let him hide you in the cleft of the rock?
Double cure.
That enemy that would destroy you. That one that's after the cause of the message you preached. The words you've written, the life you lived.
Me poor,
the stand you took.
Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone.
Are you here tonight?
Tonight, simply to thy cross,
are you hid from your enemy? Are you hid from discouragement and despair? While these are praying, while the sister sings some more, if you feel the need of prayer, you join these that are here.
While I
you
draw
obey the Lord.
This fleeting breath. And behold, the
I don't know how much longer I can serve. I don't know what I can do to make it plain to do, God.